it. And it becomes a very important part of the relationship, and it, I believe, is the identifying characteristic that differentiates between a simple relationship in which one cherishes one other person and which one has a romantic relationship. And so I want to identify romance as being the physical sensitivity resulting from a sharing of principles and values. But recognize here, of course, that physical sensitivity can result from many things besides a sharing of principles and values. And the mere fact that someone touches you and you suddenly react physically to it does not mean that this is what I am labeling here as romance, that this particular concept exists. What I'm talking about is that physical sensitivity that results, obviously, is derived from the sharing of values and principles, which can only be determined after one has determined what the values and principles are of this other individual. Let me, so it is even more clear, redefine these words again. Principles being those statements of fact that the individual accepts as unchanging facts of life. Meaning the absolutes that the individual is accepting as reality until proven otherwise. And values being the sources of happiness in the individual's life. Value is the amount of happiness derived from an object, an individual, an idea, and so forth. So these are the important elements then. And if they are in harmony between the two individuals and the physical sensitivity then results, you would have what I am identifying here as a romantic situation. Now, once again, recognize that physical sensitivity can exist without this, and this can exist without that. It's only when the two exist together that we have what I am calling romance here. Now, the fact in any given case that this exists without this would indicate to me that the individual is not in complete control of his own mind, of his own resources, of his own understanding of life itself, that his body is leading the way. I believe that an individual who understands what he is doing, understands what he wants, will find that his body will react quite normally or quite naturally to his mind in these kinds of areas. That if he finds himself tossed and turned by being drawn to many people physically, it only means that his mind has not made the proper determination of what it is he really wants and is dealing from it. And this is the single-mindedness that comes from proper decision-making, I believe. Let's get into that a little bit more deeply. Because the kind of situation we're talking about here is not one that the individual can bring about on the spur of the moment. It would require a great deal of preparation in his life. And if he finds himself then in a situation where only one individual brings this kind of a response in him, where he feels the physical sensitivity resulting from this sharing of principles and values, then a further concept is being identified, which I am labeling as romantic love. And that is the desire to devote oneself to one other individual on a romantically exclusive basis. Now, before we get off in the wrong direction here, what I want to identify is the fact that this desire is not a choice from the standpoint that the individual says it would be better if I only found myself romantically involved with one individual, therefore I will choose to love only one person. Rather, it is a recognition that is taking place that the desire only exists for one individual, and all he is doing is recognizing it rather than choosing it. Now, I don't mean by that that the individual is helpless in the face of love. That is, as is so often said, it comes over and overwhelms him, and what can he do? I love this person, even though she's a tramp, even though she has killed four people in her life, and she'll probably poison me before the day is out and so forth, but what can one do in the face of love and so forth? That's not what I'm talking about at all. The reason the individual is in this position is because of the way he has lived his life up to this time that has brought him to the point where he experiences this kind of situation. But what I'm identifying here is that when he reaches that point, he doesn't suddenly say, now I have decided that I will choose you and I will devote myself to you on a romantically exclusive basis. Because the individual can't make that kind of a choice. He could decide to do so and 10 minutes later find himself reacting physically to another individual whose principles and values are somewhat the same. And so how does he reconcile that with the choice that he has just made? So it is not a choice that he makes, but a recognition. He finds himself in the position where he says, now I see that I have lost all desire of a romantic nature for any other individual. Does it mean that there will not be relationships in the individual's life? Because no two individuals are going to be exactly